This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ. I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabinjian.
Welcome, welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at Race Day at Fairmont Park. Isn't it Race Day at Fairmont Park?
Yes, it is.
All right. It is Race Day at Fairmont Park.
Only the host of the show.
For the last, what, three, 4 years now?
At least anyway, now.
Hey, Jamie.
John,
glad to have you on board again, babe.
It's been
kind of weird not working together.
Him.
Yeah.
And working with Brian.
Yeah, and he's a hell of a weatherman.
He's awesome.
Isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's starting to look like a weatherman, too. He's been losing all the weight.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I still got, like, the facial hair, and most weathermen don't have the facial
hair.
No,
remember that real chubby black guy? What was his name?
Al Roker.
He used to be a real big guy, and now he's a real skinny dude.
He had the surgery.
You probably got pictures all over me, your wall and everything.
Oh, no, of course not.
He's got pictures of Cindy Presler everywhere.
The bigger question is, does he have pictures of me all over his wall?
She doesn't have facial hair.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, Jamie, this Thursday, we're going to change the format around a little bit.
All right.
And, you know, people have been asking, hey, can we hear what's going on with other tracks, too? I mean, we got people that listen in from Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, all the way in our African,
Mauritius.
Mauritius.
Yes.
Mauritius. You know what? I should remember that name by now, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with me? I mean, this is all your fault, Brian.
No, well, okay, the other problem is that, like, whenever you're out at your desk, you remember the name of the place. Whenever you're in here talking on the mic, for some reason, it seems to slip your mind.
Well, I just picture you as looking like Al Roker now.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, that's good.
We need to get an email from Mauritius and make sure those people are still alive.
They're still alive.
Give us an email.
They're still listening to the show. I see the numbers.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. And what the hell am I saying? Thursday, folks, we're going to have a special guest on our show that's going to be helping us out with everyday racing out there, not just Fairmont Park. And this gentleman's from the Pollock Report, which you all know. Jamie, you know the Pollock Report,
obviously. I know the Pollock Report.
And we're going to have Scott Jagall. And Scott's one of the big writers there and editor. And he's got all the horse racing news out there. And he's the author of the Pollock Reports. And we're glad to have him on board. I think it's going to be big for our show.
It's going to be fun.
Definitely going to be fun. So let's get to it here. Anything from last Saturday night you seen that just hit you? I got something that hit me.
What hit you?
$472 pick three that got.
That's solid.
Yes. I took that one horse in the second leg of the second race. Okay. So we had a pick three going from the first race. And the second race, everyone jumped on, what the hell was that horse's name here? I got it right here.
Everybody jumped on
what the hell?
Dixieland Punkin.
Was it Dixieland?
Big favorite, I believe.
Okay, but I looked at. Okay, I know I gave you folks out there. I think I gave him the five horse. Was it the five?
Pat's Prado.
Yeah, Pat's Prado. But the horse right behind that has run open and much tougher. And that's the horse that I threw in with Pat's Prado. All right. I had Pat's Prado and I had, what was the six horse? That
Arkansas Traveler.
That's the one that won the race. And I had Arkansas Traveler as my backup here. And Morning Line, he was 12-1. I don't know how he did.
Paid 1760.
1760?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I did pretty good there. Yeah. I did pretty good. So those were the two horses I had in my middle leg. And I played it for a $2 pick three. So it ended up being like an $8 ticket. I had that single in the first. It was like a three-horse race. And I told you folks that three-horse, I forgot what the hell his name was, that quarter horse, he's going to get crazy. I said he's going to swing out and get that four. Well, it didn't even come to that because the three horse started acting crazy inside the gate and they had to scratch him. Then they had a three horse race and I said, there's no way I'm going to lose this race.
Right. Can we address something?
That was the two horse, by the way.
Can we address something?
Well,
I hope Bobby Pace is listening. Bobby.
Okay, let's
pick
hear
on Bobby.
I'm not part of this, Bobby.
Bobby, it's Jamie. Jono's not part of this.
Nope, I did not endorse this.
But
go ahead.
I hope that some of these people can understand that when you put a quarter horse race
right
in the first leg of a pick three or the last leg of a pick four,
right,
a lot of tracks around the country
right
will not recognize the pick three or the pick four and take the bet.
Well, I got to tell, let's back this whole thing up, and you're going to owe an apology for Bobby because Bobby doesn't do that.
I know, but Bobby's got Duff's ear. We don't.
No. Roger does all that by himself.
I know, but Bobby can put in the good. I'm trusting Bobby to put in the good
Bobby
word.
Bobby does not even want to mess with that anymore. That's all Roger's ball game, and Roger does whatever Roger
let me
wants.
Let me say one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
How come we don't have nine horse races when we run quarter horse races? Because the quarter horse money is separate from the thoroughbred.
This is a good math question that I'd really like to tell people out there, ask people out there what they think of that, because that's a good call, because now you took one race out.
We could move post up to 7 o'clock
mm-hmm.
and have one more race and have a 9-race card instead of an 8-race card.
I think you're pushing it now. I think you've gotten a little out of line. I think Roger's doing the best he can with what he's got.
All I'm saying is
we're that little Dutch kid that sticks our finger into that dam, and we're running out of fingers. See what I'm saying?
I understand.
All right. So, yeah, that was strictly Jamie and not John on that one, folks. So, anyway, let's move on here. Yeah, we're going to have Scott Jagall of the Pollock Report, and it's going to be really interesting. So, let's move on to our feature matinee racing on Tuesday. Tuesday, that's tomorrow, folks. That's tomorrow. I hope your 4th of July went pretty good there, Jamie and Brian.
It was nice.
Yeah, it was
nice. I saw Brian's was nice.
Yeah, mine was great. I, you know, got to see the air show downtown, got to see the fireworks and stuff. It was a blast.
Well, wait a minute. I'm going to ask both of you guys. I think the whole fireworks thing is all about you doing it, you blowing things up. I like that.
Yeah, I can't make those giant explosions, though.
Yeah, well, you got to go somewhere. You probably got a couple farm friends out there that like to go out there and blow stuff
up.
But,
I mean, that would also cost a lot of money, too, and I don't feel like wasting that. When I can go and sit on top of my roof and literally
all the money
watch
you're
fireworks.
Making on YouTube, and you don't want to waste any of it.
Yeah, of course not.
What about you, Jamie?
I like blowing stuff up.
I know you do. I know you do. That's why I said that. So you buy the big fireworks and everything?
Oh yeah.
Do you wheel and deal?
Oh, you have to. There was one year we bought a whole 18-wheeler, a truckload full of those fireworks.
Yeah,
it was like $30,000 or something like that. It was awesome.
$30,000 of fireworks.
Yeah, and you know the best is like
from China.
And like a week after though, you see these guys that are trying to get out of town and get rid of their stuff. You can go in and buy it real cheap.
They're still around for a whole week.
Like Mr. Jim's fireworks or something like that. Oh yeah,
really for a whole week.
Really, you can go in and really wheel and deal because they got to get rid of it.
You see, here's my thinking behind that. If you've been here, for the entire week after 4th of July, maybe it's something that you should, you know, decide to sell something different. Maybe you ought to get out of that business and sell something different. Maybe. You know? I shouldn't be haggling my prices down 1 week later to you. All right. Anyway. I'm just looking out for Mr. Bill. Was it Mr. Bill?
Mr. Jim.
Mr. Jim. All right. All right. Let's get to our first race here at Fairmont Park. Before that, let's hear Brian's weather report for Tuesday, 1 p.m. racing at Fairmont Park.
All right. So for Tuesday, it'll have a high of 89, low of 73.
89.
Yeah. It shouldn't be that bad out. It'll be partly cloudy.
What about a breeze? Rain. Breeze? Any breeze out there?
It should have, a nice little breeze coming from the west.
That stretch run there, Jamie. That stretch run.
Oh, wait. Here, no. Actually, sorry. I just saw that it was the wrong thing. So, actually, from the southeast. Sorry.
Southeast. Okay. So, that's...
coming up from Columbia.
Coming from the paddock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. All right. Go ahead.
And, but yeah, it'll be partly cloudy. Not a drop of rain going back for the previous day. Like, any of that. So, track will be nice and dry. And
fast.
Yeah.
Okay, what is the 8 horse?
You said that was pink, right?
Yeah, I said that was pink. I can't believe you got pink there, you weasel. All right. All right, Jamie's looking at us really weird right now. All right, let's move on to first race here, folks. First race, we got a claiming 3,200 going 6 furlongs. And what do you got here, Jamie?
You know what I like? I like the one horse, Lake Snow.
Uh-huh.
Dan and Christy O'Halloran's horse.
Right, right.
Had a few days off. Ran third in this spot last out.
They never give their horse a rest.
They gave this one a rest.
What is it?
Six.
What is it?
15 days.
15?
15 days. They hit
15. All right. All right, that's good.
And you get Rainier.
I thought it was 11. All right.
You get Arietta. No, what is?
Well, no, I really.
Six and.
I'm bad at counting. 15. I just seen 25th, so I just assumed.
15. All 15 right. days.
15. So, that's great.
Get Arietta up. Arietta seems to ride well on their horses. He's better than 12% on their horses.
Whatever happened to Uriel?
You know what? Uriel got injured in galloping in the morning. Did something to his rotator cuff and his arm, and I don't
know. He hasn't recovered yet, huh?
No, he's old, though.
Yeah, he is, but, man, he just knows how to ride. And O'Halloran's have always given him a good mount. He's always rode them good.
For O'Halloran and for Jerry Hammond.
You're right.
And he's injured pretty.
And he was really coming around towards the end. I mean, he was becoming that one dominant jockey out there.
But he'll be back.
He'll be back. All right, so you got Lake Snow.
I like Lake Snow over. I'm going to throw the 3 in there, Allie O'Malley. I like Allie O'Malley. That horse, we always talk about it. I don't know what the deal is with that horse, but it's always 6, 7, 8 to 1, and it hits the money. Last time it didn't, naturally.
Likes the close for sure. And that's a big plus.
And it should have enough pace in front of it. The pace is the four, right?
The
sing,
pace.
Giddy, sing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure that's who you like in this race.
Well, of course I do. And I tell you why. It's exactly why you said that, because there is no real true speed here besides Lake Snow. And Lake Snow, I think down the stretch is going to feel it. I just think that it's going to have a hard time keeping up with Sing Kitty Sing. And I think one of them is going to wear out. There's no. Well, there, that's a great call. I think Allie O'Malley is the true only closer here that I really, truly like here. Mm-hmm. But the thing about Allie O'Malley that I've always told you, it's from point A to point B on my betting. It's been running 3 life. It's been running 3
forever.
Life. Yeah, so you know what, folks? I don't put too much in the 2-3s. Going upward. If you're a 2-horse, if you're a 2-life and it's taking you 6 times to go 2-life and then you win by 6 lengths and now you're in a 3-life and you're 7-2 or 3-1, you're not 3-1 to me. You're about 6-1, 8-1 because now you're taking on 3-lifers, all right, that have been there. All right, that's the way I look at it. In this race here, I like Sing Kitty Sing.
Mm-hmm.
And Sing Kitty Sing definitely definitely deserves it. I mean, last five or six there, been running one, two, or three. Yeah, so you know what? I like Sing Kitty Sing. I think it outclasses the group, but I think the one will be right there behind it. I think Lake Snow is a great exacta play. Okay. I look at it 4-1. And if you guys want to get real funky, go with Jamie's too. 1-4 or one on, or just play the one with a daily double. I think you can get some price on the one horse here at what? What do you think? 4-1 maybe?
4 or 5 to 1, yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 5 to 1. All right, that's what we got in race number one. Race number two, what do you got, Jamie?
So I was looking at this a little bit closer now. I didn't realize that the two horse was claimed last time out.
Yes.
Ran the state bred maiden claiming four, the same condition, ran second by 1.25. Arietta was up, lost to Philly from Illy. I think you picked that horse, Philly from Illy. Anyway, moves to a new barn with Teddy Randazzo, Merritt Hudson.
And the new barn there is they're at off a claim, they're at 17%.
It's okay.
That's kind of respectable.
No, no Jimmy Watkins numbers, but it's okay.
That's 60%. His trainer, folks. That's his trainer.
So the only thing I see about the two is the two looks like, look at, if you go to the previous three before the claim, bobbled start, bump start, ducked break, hit gate, improved inside. Seems like, you know, if this horse gets out of the gate, okay.
Now, yeah, you don't take this horse to a China shop.
No.
It's bound to break every damn thing in the store. I don't like, I'm not a big fan of this one. Go ahead.
So then Scotty brings in two others, the 3 and the 4, Royals Fox, which is a well-positioned out of a Royal Academy mare, and then the 4, Dancing Well, which is another well-positioned out of a Concerto mare, both Illinois breds.
I got something that's going to help you on this.
What do you got?
I got something that's going to help you. This has got first-time blankers Dancing Well,
mm-hmm.
and he's at 29%. The barn is at 29%, damn near 30%. That's a big number in horse racing.
Huge.
With first-time blankers on. So Scotty Becker's going this route here, and I think it's going to be productive. Blinkers on, the barn itself is at 25%.
He's 27% maiden claiming, too.
Yeah, we knew that going in, mm-hmm. but I definitely think the 4 is going to be, you know, maybe overlooked. I think they're going to look at this Galeb's here,
mm-hmm.
and Teddy's going to run a respectable race here. I think that Teddy's going to have this horse out in front, and he's basically going to say, Molina, have him catch us. Have him catch us.
As long as he gets out of the gate.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, he's a little nutty. He's a nutty horse.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where you had the Becker camp say, that's enough. We're tired of it. Let's get rid of the horse. They tried their luck at Maiden Special Weight 20,000 all the way down to Maiden Special Weight 9,000, then Maiden Claiming State Bred 4,000, which is pretty much bottom. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And it got second at 40 cents to the dollar, all right, on the wagering. So, you know what? They could bet the hell out of this horse, but, you know, it's still got to run its race. I'm going with Dancing Well. I think they're going to have the situation well at hand here to get any problem it had. They're going to straighten it out. What do you think?
I'm with you there. I like the 4. I still like the 2. Here's a disclaimer. If the 2 gets out of the gate, 2's the horse to beat.
So can we say this can be our exacta box play? Sure.
2-4, 4-2.
Right. Nice.
I'm with you there.
Nice. I like that too. And I think the crowd's going to be on top of that as well. All
Let's
right.
Look at the next one.
Next one here. We've got a, let's see here. We've got a claiming 3,200 going 6 furlongs. And what do I have? Okay, let me flip over my page. I have the 2 horse here, and that is, let me go to, okay. I got the 2 horse here at even money. I know, folks, even money. But you know what? I'm not here to lose money and bet on something silly either. And I think that this horse is a legit 1-1 here, and it's owned by our own Jamie Gaviski.
Mm-hmm.
How are you, Jamie? This is your horse.
It is.
What do you? I mean, this is our fans now want the inside scoop on this horse. What the hell? Are we seeing a real 1-1 horse here?
You're seeing a 1-1 horse that hasn't won since 2017. Here's the angle I'll give you on this horse. You go down to FP, which is Fairmount Park. One start, one win.
That's what I was looking at.
This is the slump buster race for us. This is the one that brings us out of the basement, and we get a picture taken, I think. Now, and we put Lizzie up, Lizzie Thurman.
Right.
She's been talking. She's wanting to ride for us, so she's going to get a shot tomorrow.
Has she worked the horse out in the mornings?
She has.
And she likes the horse?
She does.
All right. And that, my friends, you can only find at FairmontParkPodcast.com.
And I'm going to be totally honest with you. I think you can cross a couple horses off. You can cross the one off, hasn't been out since 18.
Right.
You can cross the four out, hasn't been out since November of 18.
I'm agreeing.
The five ran fourth by seven last time in this condition. I'm out on that.
Right.
I think it's a two horse race, to be honest with you. I think it's a 2-3.
2-3. That's what I got here. I got the look at this. I got the two with the three. That's what I got.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I hate this stat, but it's, you know, I don't know.
Well, folks,
I can't see us getting beat tomorrow.
All right, that's not
pressure on anybody.
No pressure, and you know the thing about it, he's not being cocky. That's one thing about horse owners and trainers. We're just looking at the numbers. That's what we're basing everything on. And when we say, you know, I think we're going to win the race, we're basing it on looking at these numbers like Rain Man and saying, you know what, this is what we're getting out of all this. So mm-hmm. I definitely like the three to run second. That's name dropper. I think that horse has run consistent in the money, and we'll be going straight at you guys. But I think you're going to build enough lead there to overcome it. I think when everything gets cleared up, I think he's going to make up a lot of ground, and you're going to win by a length. What I got.
All right, I'm with you there.
That's what I got. That's what I'm seeing in this Jono foosball. Or 8-ball. I said foosball.
Foosball. You meant 8-ball.
Yeah.
The magic 8-ball.
You know what? You remember the foosballs?
Oh, yeah.
They always caught on me, man. They said that I can't spin.
Yeah, you can't spin the...
Why? Why can't I spin?
I don't know.
It's my guy. What if he's got special powers?
Right.
That likes to go around in a 360, like 5-6 times in a row like that. I mean, come on. All right. That's my thing there. All right, let's go to race number, what is it, four? Race number four. Race number four, I got the three-horse Gat, Great Scat. Throw that last start out on June 11th. Just ran tired. He was a tired horse. June 21st, runs a bullet workout. Turns around June 29th and runs a bullet workout. And these are running handily at 4 furlong here. I think whatever this horse did on June 11th, just throw that right out the door because they're not giving up on this horse. I think that this horse is going to be up ahead. But here's what I got, too. I got Go Bijas. Go Bijas is going to put a lot of pressure because that's the only way Go Bijas is going to win. She's got to be out front. And now you're seeing two horses that are just going to be having a spit contest here. There's no other way about this. I think these two are just going to be eating it at each other. And then out of nowhere comes this old-timer, the five-horse Purging the Stone, which is just going to sit back. I don't know if Purging the Stone's got enough. I think Great Scat can fight it off. But I don't know if this Go Bijo's takes off, Go Bija takes off and gives Great Scat problems at the front. We're going to see something interesting down the stretch. That's what I'm seeing on this one, Jamie.
Okay. I'm with you there. I like the one a little bit, though. I'm not going to lie to you. You know that horse a little bit. Smoke and Gloat. Classy old horse.
Right.
Right. I think this horse will get a little bit. I think this horse will be closer to the front too, don't you?
Well, I'm not seeing it. I think his front days are over there. I think the last time it ran front was in October 25th of last year, where it ran to the front, and that was allowance optional claiming. Mm-hmm. Since then, you've seen this horse drop down in condition, stakes, and still haven't come up swinging at all. I think they put it in the right spots. They don't want to lose the horse. Mm-hmm. But I just don't. I like Great Scat here. Great Scat.
All right. But I do like the four as well a little bit. I think you're right. It's got to be on the front end. This horse has improved immensely since the claim.
Do you visualize that with Purging the Stone, though? Do you think that this four can raise enough havoc with the three?
I think Purging the Stone could pick all the pieces up.
Pick all the pieces up?
Yeah. Here's what I think.
Ooh, I go back to the bold. That's bold.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. I go back to the last race Purging the Stone ran, which is the 29th. It's coming back pretty quick, 7 days. But Purging the Stone ran against the Gone Ghost. The Gone Ghost is a bad, bad dude out there at Fairmont. And the horse that runs second, Gita's Lad, is the stablemate of Gone Ghost. Those horses are classier.
Why are they bringing this horse back in 7 days?
They feel like it's ready.
And you're not ready to take on this crowd here. I think that you're running right
just
now.
Telling you, they saw something they liked.
I agree. I agree with you, but I don't like the spot it's in. I just
look how classy this horse has always been.
Always been. You're right.
Go back to these races. D-Rapper's won two graded stakes races in the last 2 months, 3 months. I mean, you're talking about a horse that progressed, and I guess you could say this horse regressed, they just haven't run it a lot. It ran three times in 2017.
Was that D-Rapper on the eight last year?
D-Rapper... T-Rapper ran up and got claimed at Hawthorne for $25,000, then got claimed again for $40,000 at Oaklawn in January or February, and has since run two stakes races and won them both for $100,000.
Damn.
So.
Well, they lost out on that one, didn't they?
Yeah. I kind of like the five. I mean, I don't know why else they'd be bringing it back in 7 days if they didn't know something. That's all I'm telling you. Sis knows what she's doing.
I get that, but the barn could be hurting for some beanage, too, and they want this horse right back into it.
All the money Mike's got, I don't think so.
Well, no, it's the Hammond barn, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's Sis. And
right. You know what?
She knows what she's doing, man.
I agree but 7 days. This isn't harness racing.
I agree.
I don't know if this came from Sis's control panel, though.
You think they got a tip from Dano?
No, I don't think Dan's got anything to do with it. All right, let's move on here. Let's move on to the fifth race. What do you got here for us,
Dan? Here, you know we're just kidding with you, by the way. Don't get all upset. All right, so the fifth race, I got a horse in this race, the four Ghost Train. This will be the fourth off the claim for me. I'm going to be straight out honest with you right here. I got to beat the seven in this race. My 401k plan, that's the best horse in the race. Mm-hmm. Drops out of allowance optional 10. Against My Darling Sophia, Paravivir. I'll go as far as telling you, I think it's a two-horse race. I think it's 7-4. I really do. I don't know.
So you're going to have a rough time capturing this one, huh?
I'm not saying I'm going to have a rough time capturing. I'm just telling you, if I want to win the race, I got to beat seven.
All right.
I'm going to be straight up. You know, people want to sit here and call us homers and say we want to pick horses because we own them. I'm straight out telling you right now, live on Fairmont Race Park Day, whatever. We got to beat the seven.
FairmontParkPodcast.com here, folks. Yo, what radio. The hell?
Yeah. We got to beat the seven, John. That's
right,
we
got to beat the seven.
And I think you agree with me.
Well, I thought maybe you were going to put up a stand. I wrote something else down here. I go, not so fast, my friend. But there is no not so fast, my friend. Jamie's for real, and he fears the seven horse here. And you know what? That's the great thing about this show. I mean, where do you get that kind of information? I mean, the guy's telling you, that's the horse I got to beat. And I don't know if I'm capable, but I'm going to go out there and try to beat him. And that's what it's all about. He's not feeding you bullshit.
And it's like a double-edged sword, too, because if my horse, for some reason, which it very could well win tomorrow, but if my horse wins tomorrow, people are going to be coming up to me after, well, why didn't you tell me your horse was going to win? Well, because I don't know.
Well, let me ask you this.
I just told you we got to beat the seven.
I know the office, racing office, is going to get pissed when I ask you this, though. You know, you still, when you call your trainer, you ask, and they're asking around. They're asking, hey, is there anyone in this race? Who's going in this race? They're talking amongst each other. Did you enter before Kate? 401k plan?
We never ask who's in any race. We enter.
You don't do that? No. I always do that.
We enter, man.
Yeah, me too.
We feel like we find the right spots. And here, I'll be honest, that 3,200 with Lake Snow and it came up saltier. That non-winners of the year or four live.
Right.
That came up salty, I think, for 3,200.
Mm-hmm.
I got a horse that can go in that spot that's not ready yet, but I think that race came up tough. Thanks. It's non-winners of the year, 3,200, or four life. It's like, it's not really that tough of a spot, but it came up tough at Fairmont.
Yeah.
There's more horses that fit that spot than, you know, other places.
I got to tell you, though, I'm the opposite. I mean, if I'm entered, I'm entered, whatever. But I like having a trainer that's asking around first. He's got his mind set on where he's entering. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd like to know who I'm going to take on beforehand, or even if I want to take that horse on or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm
with you.
Because you know what? I get one start per 2 weeks.
I agree.
That's on the perfect utopia. Unless you're purging the stone every 7 days. I don't know. You must be a harness horse too. But that's not... I got 2 weeks. I want to really do good in that second week. I want my horse to run really well in that. So anyway, I got the seven, man. I think the seven, my 401k plan with Butler Ortiz just seemed better and solid results. I seen Jamie's horse here, the last two. It ran... not so much, and it was against State Bred.
Mm-hmm.
So at low end too, it didn't really show me much. I think your big day is gonna be the first Love Fest with what's that horse's name?
Stealing Summer.
Stealing Summer, and it's all about summer, according to Brian. All right, let's move on here. Let's move on. Matter of fact, on that one, folks, I'm going with a seven with the four. That's my cold exacta. I like Jamie's horse. I don't like the top end. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do there on this race is I'm going to play seven with the four for maybe $20 straight. Mm-hmm. And then what I want to do, no offense again, Jamie, but I'm going to go seven all four. I'm going to cover my end on that basis too, just in case the four doesn't keep up its end of the deal by finishing second. But I think the horse, my chances increase here much more to getting third. So I got second and third wrapped up here. I'm covering on a trifecta. There's seven all four as well. So that's what I got.
Okay.
All right. So let's move on to race number six. Race number six. What do you got here, babe?
I like the six. Be Salty, Eddie and Shelley Essen Price with Javier Diego up.
Mm-hmm.
Horse has been pretty consistent. Second first time out maiden special, then breaks its maiden special, and then runs second in this spot last time by 1.25 to Stallone, which I think you picked. And then I'd follow that up with the five, Jolly Golly. I think this horse got into a little bit of a speed duel with Cousin Dario the last time out, and Diamond Maximus, which is Kevin Wilborn's horse, picked up all the pieces. That's a nice horse. But it's going to be on the front end with this six. And I think if they burn each other out, I think the three could pick up some of the pieces. What are your thoughts there?
Well, I've been looking at this and I like the two a little bit on this one.
City position
and
dropping.
It's dropping and tag. Last last three races, throw those right out the window. Those were
open company.
Not only that, but they were all synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, the horse was running at Hawthorne very competitively. You got an allowance optional, 18,000, allowance optional, 30,000. I mean, it was making some noise at that level. And now you're coming up again. I think you're facing a little bit weaker crowd here. You know what? You proved me wrong on that horse with Be Salty. I don't like going that route. I don't like from maiden special weight to allowance claim allowance optional claiming.
Where would you go?
And he proved me wrong on that because he ran a strong second. So he definitely shown me that he belongs at that level. All right, I'll give you that. I'll give you that 100%. But I just think the class of the race here is the city position, the mm-hmm. two horse. I think that it just seemed a little tougher, and now I think it's going to see a little soft. I know it ran again, folks. I know it kind of contradicts my thinking of Two Life. It's been running Two Life the last three or four. But again, that was synthetic also. I'm going to throw those out. And I'm going with what I seen at Hawthorne, and I seen a very competitive horse running on dirt. So I'm going to go that route. I'm going to go with the two horse here on top. And, yeah, I could play. I could play the six. I could play the five. I don't know. This may be who gets the better odds, and I think Jolly Geely is a Becker horse that they're going to be pouncing on. The Fairmont Park just loves playing a Becker horse on allowance mm-hmm. optional claiming level, so you're going to see him take a lot of that money. Now, Jamie may have something with this Be Salty. I think this horse could go to 5-2 or 3-1, but I think the city position is the interesting horse at 7-2 or 4-1 or 9-2. And I'm telling you, if they're basing everything on the last three, you got another thing coming to you, folks, because I think that some horses just aren't doing anything on synthetic. If you can't run on it, you can't run on it. That's it.
I'm with you there.
So that's what I got on race six. Did I make a point on it?
Sure.
All right. I just wanted to give you my educated guess on that one.
All right. Race seven, huh?
Race seven. You want to start it off?
Yeah. How about this is a starter optional claiming 4,000. This is for 3-year-olds and upward, which have started for a claiming price of 3,200 or less in 2018, 2019, or optional claiming price of 4,000. Mm-hmm. This is a salty race for cheap horses. Naturally, the favorite is the one Green Means Go, 2-1. Horses 9-24 lifetime at Fairmont Park, 18-24 in the money. We'll be on the front end along with the three and mm-hmm. the who else? Isn't Little Ike in this race? Yeah. Little Ike won its last time out. It comes off a little bit. It'll be close.
I think Gigi will go try to get out there.
Gigi will try to get out there. The seven will definitely be out there on the front.
Right.
Here's what I'll tell you. You want a price, a horse that can close and win this race with all the speed in it? It's the 8.
Let me guess. I was going to say the 8.
Second off the layoff. I'm more of a third off the layoff guy, but I do like second off the layoff.
You know, it's interesting because
look at the numbers. Look at the numbers, too. Let's not lose sight of this. Kevin Wilborn, who Kevin's an awesome dude, great friend. 16 starts, 6 wins, 3 seconds, 3 thirds. He's hitting at 38%.
He's got to have a chemistry of other horses taking on Green Means Go. Because if Green yep. Means Go just pulls away from the pack, I think Green Means Go is just going to walk by like an escalator in
this
race.
But I don't know if it can walk by the 7 or, you know what I mean? I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on the one horse in this race.
Well, you haven't even mentioned my horse.
Who's your horse? Affirmative Song?
No, Gonzo.
Oh, you like Gonzo.
I like Gonzo.
Isn't that one of the names on Sesame Street?
I always love Gonzo. On the yeah.
Is that the dumpster guy?
No, that was the
Oscar.
Oscar, he was a messy pig.
And if you know what, you're right though. If you look at the five,
The five is a true, I mean.
Speed horse.
Speed horse.
Munnings. Munnings is speed.
You got
Spicetown, Munnings.
Yeah, you got Jack and John, who's a horse that really, all of a sudden, now they decide to run this horse 6 furlong. This horse has been a mile 70. It's been a wild horse, and now they found a little bit of life in this horse. And you know what? I'm not going to bank too much on it. It was a muddy race. It was a starter allowance optional on a muddy track that day, ran a second out of five horses. So, you know, you may have something with Jack and John, but I think the true closer in this type of race here, in this 6 furlong, has got to be Gonzo. I think Gonzo will be right up there. Arietta will be pile driving this horse down the stretch here, as it did two starts back. But again, Green Means Go's got to have some pressure up front.
Mm-hmm.
Because if Green Means Go doesn't, I look at everyone trying to catch Green Means Go for second.
I'm sticking to my guns. I'm going to give you the 8 on top.
You're going with the 8 on top?
I'm going with the 8 on top.
Give me your trifecta.
I'm going to play an 8-5-1.
You're going 8-5-1. So you think the 5's going to be making up some ground, too?
I agree. I love this 8 horse. I've always liked this 8 horse, the way it closes. This horse won me a lot of money back in November at Hawthorne. What did it pay? It paid, I think, $11 that day, maybe, something like that. But I love the 8-5-1.
All right. You got Jamie's.
I'm taking the closers in this race.
Jamie's going 8-5-1. You're saying that Green Means Go is completely going to fade away here.
I think so. I think there's enough speed to.
All right, I'm going a little different here. I'm going with Green Means Go doesn't get that threat from these cheap speed horses. I think that Green Means Go wins the race, followed by my 5 horse that I think is going to be up there. And then I'm going to go with the all ticket there because I don't know if the other horses, what they're going to do, how far back. I think Jack and John, what the hell are they
called?
Jack and John, I think they need a route type. I don't know. It's going to be hot out there. I think it's going to be not the same as nighttime racing that I normally see Jack and John at going route. That's what I'm seeing. I'm going 1-5-all.
So we're finished with the matinee at Fairmont. Can I give you something interesting?
What do you got?
So I'm watching Arlington live on TVG yesterday.
Yeah.
And we get to the 5th or 6th race, 7-horse field, and Lizzie's riding. Thurman's riding for, was it Manny Perez, I think, Musket Hunter. And I'm looking at the race, 7-horse field, and 4 of the jockeys in the race out of the 7 are females.
Really?
When have you ever seen that in one race?
That is so damn cool.
Skylar Spanabel, this Christina Bonilla, and then Lizzie.
That is really
cool. But when have you ever seen there be more female jockeys in a race than male jockeys? I mean, that just tells you that the sport's evolving.
Everything's evolving. Now, I just think that with sports, athletics, I was watching UFC fights, and I'll tell you what, the women put on a show, man.
Yeah,
and
they
they've entered the athletic world. You're seeing the World Cup. Yeah. How much
two in a row for press the US getting. Women.
But I tell you what, they were throwing themselves around. There were a lot of little roles around that the US team was doing. And I didn't really care for that too much. That whole acting scene has got to go in soccer. You know, I think they ought to get a call from upstairs saying that a number 12 is just rolling around for no reason. No one touched her. Tell her to get back up or she's going to get a yellow card within the next 2 minutes. And you watch, there will be a miraculous recovery. That'll happen. I think something like that got to happen in the way of TVG. And, yes.
Pollock Report, Thursday. Yeah,
Thursday with Scott Jagow. We can't wait for that. And we're going to get some information
from Scott. Get his insight on everything.
Yeah. How great is that?
Thursday's a big day, too, because Saratoga opens.
Exactly. That's why I told Scott, I said, why do it Monday? Because we're going to do something today. I said, let's do that on a Thursday because weekend racing around the U.S. is interesting.
Absolutely.
So that's great. All right. Thank you so much, Jamie. Thanks for having me. Good luck. Are you going to be out there tomorrow?
I will definitely be there.
Good luck tomorrow, my man. You got two races in, and you know what? There's nothing like having your horse run a race. I mean, you get that tunnel feeling that you're going to walk out of a tunnel playing football and everything as an owner or a trainer. I don't think the jocks get it because they got to mount the horse every 10, 15 minutes. I don't think so. But as an owner and a trainer, you've put your time into it, man, and that's the beauty thing about it. So, and as a bettor out there, for 15 to 18 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever each race is, guess what? You own that horse too. Every 18 to 20 minutes, you're going to own the horse. You're gonna have strong convictions on that horse. You're gonna want that horse to win. You invested money in that horse, so you know it's interesting. You get to go home with that horse, Jamie, no matter what the hell happens. And that guy that bets on your horse, he has your horse for 18, 20 minutes. All right, that's kind of funny. Cool. Yeah. Everyone, they're shareholders out there. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Brian, for your weather update for Fairmont Park. Good luck tomorrow, Jamie. And good luck to all our bettors out there. Be safe and make all your tickets count. From Jono, Jamie, and Brian, we're out of here.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmont Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, FairmontParkPodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. There's a perfect time when you're tempted.
This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.